Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
Under budget, ahead of schedule.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Where essentially I'm the president.
On Chicago's very own.
I love Chicago. I know Chicago.
720 WGN.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, this is the first day of summer. You know, 80 degrees.
It is.
And I'm not going to sit inside and do the show. I'm going to sit outside. The world's shortest remote broadcast, and I don't mean in time. I'm going to be sitting right outside the window here on the street on Michigan Avenue. We have a chair set up and a table, and if you're on your way to work this morning and you happen to walk by, hey, say hi. Let's have a moment together.
You know, it's really very nice. You have bubbles out there.
I do.
And by that, I mean a jar of bubbles.
I got a jar of bubbles. I got flavor ice. I got a football to toss.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, if that goes into traffic, I'm not getting it.
No.
And I got some stuff to give away. So, you know, I'm just gonna sit outside and do the show.
Now, you're not going to run afoul of the loitering ordinance, are you?
Well, you know, generally people have, because of my speed in general, they find it hard to tell if I'm just being myself or loitering. Right. Sometimes I can get accused of loitering and I'm just living. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because mosey is a high speed for me. So. Oh, look at this. Oh, boy. President Trump's on the phone. All right. Before I go outside, let me grab this call. Good morning, Mr. President. How are you?
Good morning, Cochran. I'm doing tremendous. And I would have called earlier, but Fox and Friends was on. You know, it's all about priorities.
Listen, I'm not surprised. You're always pressed for time. Let me jump right in. I really wasn't expecting you would call us back. But did you happen to see the White House Correspondents' Dinner footage?
You mean the fake media's Night of Stars? You know, okay. Frankly, I think they should revamp the entire dinner next year. Maybe eliminate the comedian completely and replace him with two journalists battling each to the death in a gladiator ring.
Ooh, sure.
And the winner gets a Pulitzer.
Seriously,
I did see a couple minutes of it. I have to tell you, lots of losers in the audience, starting with MSNBC's Rachel Maddow and CNN's Anderson Cooper. You know, they showed up in the exact same black slim fit suit. So embarrassing.
Oh, that would be awkward. Mm.
And more fake news, CNN people were there, too. Anthony Bourdain was over at the Telemundo table trying to suck down all their beef and chicken tamales.
Mm.
You know, he'll do anything for food. And I heard Wolf Blitzer got a little drunk. Can you believe it? Yeah, I guess he stood outside the John's yelling at people as they were walking in. You're entering the Situation Room.
Well, all right, then. Now, what about this comedian they had for the dinner part there, Michelle Wolf? She get a lot of heat for being offensive. Do you think she was offensive?
Oh, Michelle Wolf is such a filthy woman, and not in a good way filthy, you know, like the porn stars and playmates I've been with, allegedly. I mean, what a sorry excuse for a comic. She threw more shade at me than Chris Christie's shadow at sunset, okay? Oh, and I got a beauty tip for Michelle Wolf.
Yeah?
Give up trying to look like Carrot Top. Not many people can pull that off, including Carrot Top.
Well, that's not so nice. But the big news is now North Korea's Kim Jong-un has agreed to meet you for a summit. Looks like it might be on the border between North and South Korea, right at the DMZ. What are you thinking about this?
Well, first of all, I'm glad that Kim Jong-Oompa Loompa is willing to meet. But why he wants to meet at the Department of Motor Vehicles is beyond me.
No.
And the DMV is a horrible venue.
Oh,
very
man.
Low energy in that place.
No.
Everybody's always in a lousy mood with it right there. Lousy mood.
Did you hear that the president of South Korea thinks that you might be in line for the Nobel Peace Prize for putting this whole thing together?
Well, I should win it. You know, nobody's more peaceful than me, Steve.
Sure,
nobody.
Sure.
Obama got the Peace Prize for doing absolutely nothing. I bombed the hell out of ISIS in Syria, ended the Korean War, and obtained a pledge by North Korea to denuclearize. Now, Mother Teresa, Nelson Mandela, and the Dalai Lama can't say any of that. And none of them have never had, they've never had their name on a casino building,
mm-hmm.
I will tell you.
Well,
but if I win the Peace Prize, Steve, the only way I'll accept it is if my medal's twice the size of Obama's. Twice the size. No exception.
No, I get that. Now, if we move on to Stormy Daniels, she's suing you for defamation. What are you doing about this?
Totally outrageous. Why would I be sued for defamation? Ridiculous claim to be a totally uncredible person it's coming from, too. What's defamation mean?
It's actually damaging a reputation.
Wait, they're saying I damaged her reputation?
Right.
She's a porn star. Hello. How could I damage her reputation? If I said she fell out of bed? Look, will they drop this whole suit if I start calling her an adult film actress from now on instead of a failed over-the-hill porn star?
I don't feel like you're helping your case. Now, in line with that, your chief of staff, John Kelly, has allegedly called you an idiot in many meetings that you weren't in. What do you know about this story?
You know, I believe John Kelly when he says he never said that. I mean, the only person that says that is my wife, and usually with an eye roll. Okay, and by that, in about 3 weeks or so, I'll probably be firing John Kelly. Let's be honest.
You'll have to check.
That guy's been like my son Eric, total dead weight.
You have to check your schedule, I know. He's got a whole spreadsheet of who he fires and when. The New York Times is saying that Bob Mueller has 4 dozen questions that he wants to ask you. I mean, you got to be intimidated by that.
No way. I mean, that loser can get in line. 4 dozen questions. Come on. Melania has twice that many every morning. That's before I even begin to watch TV. She's making nagging great again. She really is.
All right. Finally, speaking of Fox and Friends, as you were at the beginning, it seems your best friend at the moment is Kanye West. We know he loves you. Do you love him?
You know, Kanye's a fantastic person, I will tell you. I like to call him the Scott Baio of hip-hop. Mm-hmm. He really is. And we're homies. You know, we're homies. And we both have dragon energy. Remember you said that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I like that. Dragon energy. Sounds good. I think dragon energy with Kanye is kind of like tiger blood with Charlie Sheen, minus the cocaine. I really do.
Seems right. Seems right. Well, listen, thank you, Mr. Trump. I appreciate the phone call.
It was a pleasure talking to me, Cochran.
It really was.
It really was.
It truly was. Yeah, you know, he's reliable, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
the Scott Baio of hip-hop.
Yes, yes. And as his press secretary always says, we've been consistent since day one. The president has never wavered on that kind of nonsense. That's all I'm saying.